Healthcare and financial services sector investment player RH Bupilo released their half-year results today. For the 6 months ended August 2020, the company reported that its net asset value per share rose by 18% to R12.85. Investment income came in at 114.8 million rand, that's up 160% on the year prior, while total income before tax rose by 168% to 103 million rand. Despite a fairly positive showing, the board decided not to give shareholders an interim dividend this time around. Well, to take us through the results and where to from here, I'm joined on the line by Quinton Zunga. He's the CEO at RH Bupilo. Thank you so much for joining us, Quinton. So you're invested in both the healthcare and the financial services sectors, and I suppose this fact helped to shield you from the pandemic-related national lockdown because these sectors were deemed essential in the early part of the lockdown.
Absolutely. I think for the first time, the market can see what an integrated healthcare provider, which has diversity within the value chain. So when the different components of our business are benefited from different aspects, where some were lower in performance, the other ones were higher.
Yes.
And to bring this performance in a pandemic situation is showing that the true value going forward is going to be much more substantial as we continue elaborating on how we want to transform the affordable healthcare market.
So the numbers you're delivering to the market today appear quite healthy. Your net asset value up double digits, your investment income up in triple digits. What do you attribute to that, especially given that we've heard that the healthcare sector, for example, had a lot of COVID to deal with, but not much else in the first few months of the pandemic, as even those with chronic illnesses steered clear of going to health facilities?
So the key components of our business is the management services business. And the management services business is managing hospitals on behalf of other investors. That one has very little elasticity to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So that grew probably about four times. Then comes to our insurance business in the healthcare space. That actually benefited from the lower claims over lockdown. So that also grew.
Yes.
And yes, whilst the critical care business took a knock, the other two added an increase. So the difference we have with the other incumbents is that we're integrated. So the value chain has different pluses or minuses, and all of that comes together when you look at what happens in the environment. And for us, it was a strongly positive outcome.
Yes. So I see in the period under review, you did make some investments in listed equities and unlisted businesses. Just tell us about those investments and the rationale behind them.
So we made an investment in Genric Insurance. Genric Insurance is the underwriter for our low-cost product. What we're saying to the market is that we want to have the healthcare costs in the country, which will bring in an additional 25% of the population into private healthcare, leaving the government to only take care of 50% of the population. Currently, the government takes care of 80%.
Mm.
But to bring in, we need to give a product for healthcare that's 500 rand or less. And we think we can do it in an integrated model. And that is our key strategic focus. We think it will cost us $5 billion to change that market. And I think we are about getting close to 20% of getting there and moving in that direction. So that's the bigger vision, which is now brought up investment in the underwriter of healthcare products, investment in the infrastructure. And then we're investing in the financial services, which means you'll be able to procure healthcare services at the lowest point possible.
How much cash are you sitting on currently, and are there any opportunities that you're eyeing at the moment? Basically, what is your strategy around acquisitions right now?
Our strategy around acquisition is that it must integrate to healthcare. So we're not going to buy something in completely a different field.
Yes.
We're going to buy something in healthcare that is going to propel the lower cost and lowering of cost of healthcare. So this is anything that is inefficient that we think we can make efficient. And what is the problem in the country around healthcare is the inefficiency, which is priced in to the cost to the consumer. And we think we can fix that. We're developing new hospitals. We are building at, 60% lower than the market. And we think once those assets come online, everyone will see how we transform healthcare.
Yeah. To what extent is technology helping in bringing those costs down?
Absolutely. Technology is key. I think what we want you to do, which we haven't done yet, is to be able to buy your healthcare cover on your phone as efficiently as possible, be able to choose your cover. Right now, when you buy healthcare, it's a black box. You need like two advisors to actually know what you're doing. It got so many. So you don't actually know. And a lot of people think they're actually covered for a lot of things which they are not covered for. And they only find out when they actually are in trouble. And we think that's in principle unfair. You need to be able to get healthcare for 500 or less, which covers the majority of all problems. And we will get there if we integrate the system.
So despite a relatively good showing for your interim period, the board has decided not to give shareholders an interim dividend. Why so?
Because we need 5 billion to change the market.
Yeah.
So, we are still pushing on the right issue. Our net asset value is close to 800. It will probably be a billion very quickly, which is 20% of where we need. So we need a little bit more capital. So to give dividends now is going to be premature. We haven't even got the model fully working, but we will get it.
Yes.
Because we know that healthcare is not working for private. Healthcare is too expensive. For public, it's overcrowded. So somebody needs to come in the middle to fix it, and we are the solution provider. But it is not a cheap entry. It's a very capital-intensive game, and we need capital. So we say, before we get to critical mass, let's just not withhold. Let's withhold dividends a little bit and grow some more.
Right. All the very best with the endeavor, Quinton. Thank you very much for your time. That was Quinton Zunga. He's the CEO at RH Bupilo.